بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم واكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters in Islam, trying to get things, inshallah, back to the normal, ordinary routine that we've been on for the last 5 years. And inshallah, as we spoke last Monday, we tried to move the lessons from after Isha to after Maghrib due to the dollar saving. It will be inconvenient for a lot of people to start coming after Isha and attend the lessons by the time it finishes and so on. So inshallah, we're trying to work around that inshallah slowly. Inshallah, we'll keep you more informed with the updates. I've decided that on Thursdays we'll be talking more of the way that a Muslim should live. Inshallah, we'll split that into a lot of important topics and aspects that revolve around our lives. And how should a Muslim be at this time and era? And how it's expected from a Muslim at this time and era. Lately it's been hard and a lot of pressure on the Muslims in this country and overseas. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His servants. I do advise my brothers and sisters to be calm and patient and not to react the wrong and the un-Islamic reaction that will only bring more harm to yourself and to your family and to the Muslim community. The pressure had came, and it's not the first time to come on the Muslims. Look into the biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how much of a pressure and how much of a hardships they went through. And the only thing they will ever say is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are for Allah and we're all returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that created the truth and He is the one that created the false. And Allah Azza wa Jal created the truth, and we understand why. But many people say, then why is the false is created? Well, if there's no false or an opposition, then there will be no encouragement or competition for the truth to move forward. And Allah Azza wa Jal will leave that battle of the truth and the false to the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Qur'an al-Kareem. It's always a battle between the truth and the false. As one of the scholars said, there is two parties that will never meet in a battle. The truth against the truth will never get together in one place and fight against each other, because the truth is united with the truth. And these two battles, or these two parties, will never end in a battle. False against false. All the time false will defeat the other false, and then that false will defeat the false that just defeated, and just go on. And there is two parties, a battle of two parties that will never last. A false against the truth. At the end, Allah Azza wa Jal will always support and give victory to the truth. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. Say the truth had came and the batil, the false had vanished. The batil is made to be vanished. From that verse, it gives us a lot of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an understanding from this verse. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Say the haq had came and the batil had vanished. You think about this verse, contemplate within this verse, you realize there's a lot of hikmah from behind this verse. It means that if you want to defeat the batil, the way of Allah of defeating the batil, it's not fighting the batil. The way of Allah defeating the batil is reviving the haqq. The way of Allah of defeating the batil is not fighting the batil. The way of defeating the batil is reviving the haqq. Working on the haqq. Strengthening the haqq. Making it stronger. And subhanallah, once the haqq is there, there is no longer room for the batil. Like a dark room, once the light enters, there's no longer a space for the darkness. So Allah's victory comes when the Muslims themselves work on themselves and revive Islam in their lives. How could we want to enforce Islam on others if we lack ourselves? How could we enforce the Iman on others if we lack ourselves? How could we stop the corruption of others if we have it within ourselves? So my brothers and sisters, let's take the advice of Umar ibn al-Khattab when he says, أَمِيتُ الْبَاطِلَ بِهَجْرِهِ وَأَحْيُ الْحَقَّ بِذِكْرِهِ. Destroy the batil by neglecting it and not mentioning it, and revive the haqq by all the time working on it and mentioning it. Look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For years and years, alayhi salatu wasallam did not confront, or did not sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not fight. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam did not try and put this down, put that down, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was working on a base, working of having a strong structure around him, a structure of a strong iman, a strong brotherhood, a strong love to Allah and His Prophet, a strong respect to the Amir, which is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a structure of respect to one another, of understanding one another. And when this came, the batil started to collapse by itself. So my brothers and sisters, remember this verse of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. The haqq had came, the batil had vanished. The haqq had came, the batil had vanished. My advice, it's let's work on ourselves. Let's fix ourselves. Let's look in ourselves and fix our relationship between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. Fix our relationship between us and our Muslim brothers. Fix our relationship between us and our families. Fix our relationship between us and the Quran. Fix our relationship between us and our A'mal. Once we have this a strong structure, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defeat and destroy the batil. So it's about us, we have to look at ourselves before we start looking at others and accounting others and blaming others. This is a disease that the Muslim nation had been diseased with. And ever since the Muslim nation started to take that concept of others, them, that's when the Muslim nation started to go down. We start to worry about the faults of others and how we're going to destroy the fault of others. And here we are, we have a lot of faults within ourselves that we don't even work on. And remember my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the haqq, and Allah azza wa jal is with the haqq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always support the haqq. But where is the haqq? Where is the truth? So if the Muslims want the victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them revolve the haqq within themselves. Let them revolve the haqq within themselves. As the older Tom said, when the lion wakes up, the hyena runs away. But if the lion is asleep, then the hyena takes control. But once the lion opens an eye, there's no longer room for a hyena. For ikhwani, the Muslims should work on themselves. Muslims should look at themselves and work on their faults and work on their problems. Before we start saying them, that disease that just came into us, and we just start to look at the faults of others, when we ourselves need a lot of help and need a lot of fixing within ourselves. For ikhwani, let's fix our relationship between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. Fix our relationship between us and our Muslim brothers. And it's always patience, ikhwan. It's always patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran al-Kareem, if He wants, He'll make every human being on the surface of this earth a believer. And Allah Azza wa Jalla could have gave victory to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against the whole world within a split of a second. But there was always the hikmah from behind that. There's always the hikmah from behind that, because Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to see the sincere hearts. And those hearts, for it to prove its sincerity, takes time. It takes time. It doesn't happen one day and night. So, ikhwani, patience. Patience and patience. As once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was leaning his back to the Kaaba, and a companion comes to him and tells him, O Prophet Allah, ask Allah to give us victory, especially at this time. We're going through a lot of hardships and persecution. So, sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, by Allah, the ones who used to be before you, they used to be chopped into two pieces, and this will not even turn away from the deen of Allah. And they used to be combed with iron combs to turn away from the deen of Allah, and this will not even turn away from the deen of Allah. And by Allah, will come to a time where the shepherd will walk all the way from Sana'a to Hadramat, does not fear no one but Allah. And the Muslim female will walk all the way from Iraq to the house of Allah, Kaaba, Mecca, she doesn't fear no one but Allah. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمًا تَسْتَعْزُونَ. You are people, rush and hurry. You are people in rush and hurry. For ikhwani, sometimes rushing things and falling into the habit of rushing things, it could be a way that takes you to the path of the shaitan. As it been mentioned, Al-Azalatu min al-Shaytan, that sometimes rushing things could lead you to the path of the shaitan without you realizing. Patience. Have patience. Allah promised the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of great victories of Persia and Rome, and it even happened at his time, happened after his time. He could have rushed, but it's not about rushing and I want to see, it's about me doing something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ikhwan, especially now, let's not react towards what we see, because that's what a lot of people want us to do, to react. So they could say, look, see, the other people that we're talking is about, see how they react, see how they speak. They want us to react, a lot of them want us to react. So they could prove their point to people, look, we told you about these Muslims. Yeah, indeed and truly, look how they act. And look how they react towards things. So, ikhwan, let's not react wrongly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will pushed. He will be pushed by a lot of people and he would not even react. On the contrary, he will even give a smile in return. So he could win people's hearts over and people not to point their fingers at him. So, ikhwan, we are du'at. We are the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to be the true followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because of that, we need to have that patience that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, if not all of it, a bit of it. And we need to have that calmness and that tranquility when it comes to things, not for us to react or do something wrong, so at the end doesn't come back on us and ruins the name of Islam for something that's not worth it. And if a man comes into the house of Allah azza wa jal and urinates in one of the corners, so the companions react, I want to do something. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, calm down. And he called him and spoke to him nicely. So the man said, Allah forgive for me and Muhammad. And he looked at the companions and gave him a dirty look and walked off. For ikhwani, and sometimes a reaction would take you to the wrong way. So once again, ikhwan, have patience. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy. As I said, this is the sunnah of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is sunnah. And remember one word, remember one saying, a saying of one of the scholars, the more it gets harder on the believers, the more it becomes an opening from Allah. The more it gets harder on the believers, the more it becomes an opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep this in your mind and think about it. And all the time, think about it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness, and ask Allah azza wa jal to strengthen us. And Allah ask Allah azza wa jal to keep us inshallah together and firm. And ask Allah azza wa jal to make it easy on us and on our Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters everywhere inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.